it's awesome, an awesome experience. And I noticed also in nature, just appreciating and being out in nature and appreciating the trees and just everything, just so powerful. It's amazing how that really comes out in me anyway.
Yeah. And did you find that you were already there before when we had some of these fears and you've noticed it deepen, or it's a new part?
Well, I think it just deepened mainly. Yeah. And it was on the surface for me, but for nature's very profound. But now it's more, you know, almost like I'm talking to them. It has that powerful sense that they're there and they're present, and I honor them. You know, I just look up and, wow, you know, these are just amazing trees. And just, you know, I started looking up more plants and just learning the names. And yeah, it's really awesome. Yeah.
You know, Bruce, firstly, thank you for sharing. You know, I like your honesty in the piece. It tends to be an enhancement. It's not something that wasn't there before already in you. As we're connecting to our multidimensionality, we become more aware of the non-physical, even if don't fully understand it yet. It's pretty normal what you're describing, you know, because you just start to appreciate the whole experience of life, especially nature, a whole lot more. It's not unusual. I'm out in our spa at night. We turn all the lights out. Where we live, there's like no lights. It's a little country town sort of thing. So there's not a lot of lights and stuff. So we turn the lights off in the house in that part. So I can be in the spa and there's no light, zero. Mm-hmm. And you just see the spa and the stars. And you can, with the warm water, you can easily take the body out of the picture. And then you can just talk to the trees. Talk to the beings in the stars. You can talk to the animals, and you can have these conversations, but just the awareness grows because you can let the physical piece out of it and just start to really connect. So I'm so excited for you, because my old perspective of, oh, it's raining, oh, cool, and I go back inside and build something, you know, there was a small experience. Now I see the rain. I feel the energy. I see the energies and all that. Now I see the auras in the plants. I see as they soak up the water, the light expands outside from the radiance of the plants, and it changes, sometimes changes color a little bit. And just the whole life of the plants and the trees just becomes so much more. And you can really feel this energy of gratitude from nature. She never complains, but boy, when she's enlivened and there's lots of water and life force, you just feel this gratitude. So the experience is so much more. And I don't know whether Amanda, Annie, you relate to all of that stuff. I'm sure you already do in your experiences.
I mean, I don't feel like I'm spending any additional time in nature or anything right now, because it's a little cold outside. Bruce and I were talking about that before you got on the call. It's been really cold. I'm in Southern California and we've just been cold. But I am noticing, so today and yesterday, I'm really tired, but I don't know if that's related in any way. But I really love doing either the one we did the last time or the one before I go into a meditation. It just like gets me into this zone that's just like zoned out. I love it. But the other thing I've noticed, because I have so many things up in the air in my life right now, like I'm trying to sell my house and find a house that I like and sell my hanger, and I'm waiting for my puppy to come, and I'm, you know, trying to start like my life's purpose, like finding what that is. And I have so many things going up in the air, but like I'm feeling calm about it. You know, like I haven't been like stressed about, okay, like when is my puppy coming? Like where it's like, I know they're going to send me the flight information any day now, and it's going to come, and it's okay. And when it happens, it happens. Like I'm just kind of like a little more calm and relaxed, when normally I just get so stressed, like when is it going to happen? And oh my gosh, like how is it going to happen? What's going to happen? Like, I'm just like, it'll happen.
I love what you're saying. Can I just elaborate on that just a little bit? Sort of, yeah, as an explanation, please. Sort of thing. Yeah. What tends to happen, the universal sphere is really just a tool to more rapidly accelerate our ascension process. Okay. There's lots of other activations and stuff out there, and that's cool. You know, we get to choose lots of different things. And this isn't the be all and end all, but it's really powerful. And what it's doing is it's raising your vibration, raising your consciousness, reconnecting you to your multidimensional selves, your higher selves, plural, your consciousness, as you know, exists in multiple planes right now. It doesn't, it's not just you and that's it. So we all talk about talking to our higher selves. And so that is the higher version of you. One of your guides, your team, one of your angels could be you in angelic form. You know, all that kind of stuff is real. And so as you're connecting with that, and this is why most people feel so calm and peaceful when you're receiving the universal sphere, because what's happening is your perspective is now, instead of just being the perspective of Amanda in her physical form, with mostly the mind, which creates a lot of worry and fear and type peace, now your consciousness is now including your higher selves as well, even in your physical form. So you start to feel really calm and peaceful and relaxed because their influence is coming into the you now. So your conscious awareness is starting to include the you of your higher form. And that's why you tend to feel so much more calmer, relaxed, but also clear and aware. And so what also then happens is the universal sphere gives you hope for the future. In all of our life challenges, which we'll still get, we get lots more challenges. Believe me, Holly and I don't have any of our shortage of challenges, but the challenges help us grow. But what happens is you start to move to this place as you just know your soul has your back. The universe has your back. It's all going to fall into place. And it changes. It takes a whole lot of worry off your shoulders. It takes a whole lot of, you know, concern. Is a whole lot of conscious energy we expend in our human form worrying about stuff that really is irrelevant. And we all do it. So it's not pointing any fingers at anyone. But as soon as you expand your consciousness, you just relax into that this greater knowingness, because your higher selves already know the bigger picture and they already know it's all okay. So as their influence becomes a stronger part of you, and most of us tend to think it's separate, but it's not. It's you. It's your thoughts, because it is you. You know, we don't get, Amanda, this is your higher self speaking. You know, I'm going to give you the big download today. You know, that's in Hollywood movies. But in real life, it's just your thoughts. And you think they're your own thoughts. When we get good at it, you can actually kind of discern a little bit, kind of like the subtleties between different flavors of orange juice or something like that. You can just subtly tell the difference that this is my higher self speaking than my own thoughts at this level. But other than that, they tend to be just our own thoughts. So we tend to just ignore or dismiss the fact that this is my higher self speaking. Except, of course, when you say those really profound things and you go, wow, where did that come from? You know, then you tend to go, okay, wow, okay, that must be my higher self. So, but that is you, and it's always been you. So thank you for sharing that piece, because that's kind of why you're, to a degree, why you're experiencing what you're experiencing. We relax into stuff. When I have challenges in my life, I don't worry anywhere near as much, because I just know it's going to unfold. I just do a universal sphere for the solution in whatever form that solution will be. You know, I don't really necessarily have a prescribed expectation now, though to a degree we do, because we're still human, but it opened up a whole lot more. And so I tend to relax into life's challenges. Now, the other thing that you also probably may be experiencing, and this is pretty normal, you start to get more downloads, more synchronicities. Okay. So that's because your this connection is opening up. You know, how are we going to go to 5D and beyond unless we are remembering and embracing our multidimensionality and letting go of the separateness of the 3D. So it's just a tool to accelerate our ability to do that. And if anyone's really interested on really connecting more with your soul purpose, which is one of the most common questions, we have a thing called the 111 activation, which is really good for clarity, alignment, and authenticity. So it's specifically designed, was taught to us by the High Council of Orion. It's a, you receive it once, works with you for the rest of your life, and will bring you into a greater alignment with your soul purpose. And you just start to know stuff. That's what's so cool. You don't need to keep coming back for multiple sessions. You just get it in it. So if it's curious, check it out on our website, Amanda, and just jump me any questions if you want to know more about it. It's a bad business model because it's only one session for us. But the cool thing is, you know, you get in there, you receive it. It's like your Merkaba, but it's not a Merkaba or Merkaba. It's a structure that will stay with you for life, contains specific sacred geometry, but it's designed, it's a gift from the higher dimensional realms to design to accelerate your ability to become more aligned with your soul purpose. You just know stuff suddenly. You drop bad habits. You get clearer. You know who to speak to. You know who not to speak to. You suddenly make different choices in your life because you just get clear. And it's so cool. And it actually kind of makes life easier, because when we wonder a lot about what should I be doing, what shouldn't I be doing, is this aligned with my purpose or not? The cool thing is, just organically, you just start to know. And so it's empowering. You don't need to ask someone else. You just know yourself. And that's what I love. It's super empowering. So, yeah. So just, you know, check it out on the website. If it feels good, great. If it doesn't, you know, that's great too. So I want to kind of just leap into just a few other things if I can before we start the session today, just to give you some follow-on things. Because, you know, too often we get something and then it's like, okay, done, great, like a course, then you're on your own. So, you know, we want to be able to help continue on some of those bits and pieces for you. So essentially, you know, obviously this is our last session. You can listen to the replays. You have them there for whenever you want. The replays are just as strong in listening to the replay as they are in live. So you can continue to use it. I do still encourage you to learn how to do the Universal Sphere, and we will be teaching people online in June, June the 26th and 27th. I'll put the details up on that page that you will have access to with the replays and the Ishtara channelings, so we don't need to worry about it here now. The plus of learning how to do it, it's more empowering for you. You can use spheres for anything you want. You can use them for your animals. You can use them for your kids. You can use them for situations. You can use them to bring in more money. You can use them to bring in, you know, help you with all sorts of situations in life. Where they're different to the replays is you can really kind of just do a little bit of steering of whatever you want, whenever you want, you know, because you're then the one doing the spheres. So that's even more empowering. That's the advantage of that. And when we teach you lots of different ways of doing the spheres in the workshop. So that's generally over a weekend, 2 days, two half days, actually. Bruce asked me a question about that. Something I didn't tell you on your email, Bruce, and I added it this morning. And I'll also put this in on that page so you don't need to worry about it. I've added a promo code called US June 20. The code will be there, so you don't have to worry about the spelling and everything. It's all capitals. When you type that in, it'll take 20% off the price. So that's an $80 saving basically off the price. So we're all keen to have savings. So I'll pop that and I'll just set it up for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Question for you, Paul.
Go for it, Bruce.
Is it only just the June session? That June weekend, is that the only one you have for the year? Or how does that work? Or the Universal Sphere.
Good question. We tend to have them about once every 3 months. We haven't planned them past June, just because at this moment in time, we have two very large promoters in Japan, and Holly and I are absolutely, literally starting next weekend, we are booked solid for 2.5 months. We don't get literally barely a day off for the next 2.5 months. So we're either teaching or doing personal sessions. So we haven't had time to plan that part of the calendar because we've been busy planning all the training that we're going to be doing.
Sure. Wonderful.
So as soon as that's over, second week in June, we'll start to plan the rest of the calendar of the year. So about every 3 months.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Okay. We don't record them, so there's no replays. So it's all live because you're going to be a certified Universal Sphere practitioner. So. Okay. So we just do it all, you know, even though it's online, but it's all live. So, okay. Sorry, I just have a quick look. My little notes here to just make sure I haven't missed anything. There's another level after the Universal Sphere Practitioner. It's only $20 a month. It's a more advanced teaching channeled program. We don't teach it. It's actually Ishtara, so the being that Holly channels, asked to channel to teach people. She actually teaches everyone directly, so it's super cool. It's like 10 times more powerful than the stuff, the channeling level that we do in the universal sphere. But so far, it's all been personal orientated, about developing your personal, whereas the universal sphere you can use for anything, others, animals, businesses, stuff. But we don't control that piece. Ishtara just asked and we said, okay. So if you do decide to become a practitioner, there's another level beyond that that's really just focused on personal development. And it's twice a month we meet for about 2 hours, and Ishtara just teaches people really cool, mind-blowing concepts, how to expand your pineal, some of the cool stuff she's done there, how to look at life differently from a more multidimensional way. And it's just a little shift in how we think, but the difference is profound. So it's pretty mind-blowing. So that's another level beyond that. If you're still curious, like me being an ex-engineer, it's like, yeah, show me the proof, you know. So basically, you know, there's on our website, there's some scientific tests we've done. Now, are they proper scientific evidence? I honestly would say it's one test with three different devices, by the way. But one test with the one device, and these are the results. So we didn't pick the best results, essentially. So I'll just share my screen. So, you know, here is what happens. For example, the first one here is a GDV done halfway across the world. One person was in Oregon, Portland, Oregon, and the other person was in Coolangatta, Queensland, Australia, halfway across the world. She took a measurement with a device. You can see her chakras are way out. And then 7 minutes later, after she'd received the universal sphere, look at how incredible those chakras are aligned. And that was about 9 years ago. We have now purchased that same, well, a much newer version of that device. It's now called a BioWell, not a GDV. So we now have this. It's a scientifically recognized device in many countries. It isn't in the United States, but it is in many countries. Developed by a Russian scientist, Konstantin Kurokov. All of the people like Bill Tiller, Joe Dispenza, Greg Braden, you go to all of their seminars, they use this device to do an attachment that adds to this device to do a whole lot of measurements of what's happening with the energy in the room, people's consciousness, all that sorts of things. So they do that as well as various other instruments that they use. So that's kind of what the sphere is doing to you, is you get to that place of being relaxed when I do it in a few minutes time. That's what's happening, because your body's immersed in this perfection of all that is, the perfect universal resonance. Our body starts to entrain to our Adam Kadmon, our perfect blueprint. It's just a vibrational thing. So our body starts to align with that. Just sort of jumping ahead, you know, from the same device where there's things like voids and stuff in, one would say the aura, 7 minutes later, it's beautifully all filled in. And there's about a 30% increase in the aura of the person, which is a great thing. Different device called Ariba. This was done, tested by a naturopathic doctor. She'd never received a universal sphere. This device measures four figures between 1 to 99. She had some great numbers in her initial reading, 90, 92, 53, 95. So mental's a little low, because 99's sort of as close or perfect as you can machine will measure, and 1, you're probably close to being dead. So she had some good numbers. Literally 15 minutes later, Holly did four spheres in this test, and the first test was done at a distance. This was done in person. Her results were 99, 99, 99, 99. She'd never seen that before. She's now a universal sphere practitioner. But she said, wow. And she says, normally if it jumps 10 to 15, the treatment's been pretty successful. But for it to go from 53 to 99, she'd never seen that before. That's kind of what we're playing with the universal sphere. It really is, without sounding too, you know, too salesy, this is one of the next generation modalities. So no disrespect to what we've already had, because it's been saved billions of people's lives and everything else. But we're going to the next level, and this is what we can do with this next level. And this is what's happening to you, and you're receiving it today. I don't think I have the third one in here. No, the third was basically a really cool, it's just your standard aura camera. We did it in Japan and we did it with the aura camera, and they a huge difference in her aura, the pictures. I don't have it handy here, so I won't waste time looking for it because I don't want to shorten your session. But basically, she had a huge shift, and she explained what the differences were, which were profoundly beautiful. It was so lovely to hear from her. Firstly, she was basically in tears, how happy she was about the shift that she saw, and she couldn't believe it. You know, to just see that reaction in her. And she understood all of the changes because of the aura pictures, because she uses it all the time. So that was profoundly beautiful. So there's some evidence, you know. I'll pop on the same page a document of just some of the sharings on a Facebook group that we have. Once you're a practitioner, you access the secret Facebook group. What tends to happen is people ask for spheres, and about anywhere between 16 and 20, 30 people do spheres or part of this practitioner group, and miracles happen literally multiple times a week. So I'll just include this document in that area. You can have a read and just, it's your own. You can review it yourself. These are kind of everyday life things. I need help for this, or my friend needs help with that. And this is what unfolded because of it. So it just kind of helps validate how useful this is in everyday life to you. So working with what you want to work with today, as I said before, you know, really you should generally see results within 2 minutes or 2 weeks. It doesn't take generally longer than that. If it does, it's because there's a large vibrational difference. You know, I ride a bicycle and I'd like to have a Ferrari. You know, we're kind of, excuse that it's a boy type answer thing, but you know, it's quite a disparity between those different vibrations. So it'll generally take longer and more spheres. You know, I'm living in a tent and I want this mansion by the ocean. You know, there's a large vibrational difference. You have to come into greater alignment with that before you can bring it into your life. But it's perfect for what you're talking about, Amanda, and resolving all the things that are floating right now, you know, getting solutions in to find the right home, you know, and it all falling into place nicely with more ease and grace. Spheres are so cool about situations, you know, whether it's work, relationship, finding a home, selling a home, all those sorts of things, because it expands way beyond you, your home. It includes everyone and everything that's related to potential buyers, real estate agents. It changes the energy of your home, all that kind of stuff. It works with all that because everything is connected in the unified field. And that's how the sphere works. It works in the unified field. So it's helping us remember that everything is connected. You know, that's why it's a tool. It's a tool really to help us remember about this connection of everything. Obviously, as you know, this is our last group session. If you have any further questions, just email me. I'm always available. I'll pop some of the bits and pieces that I talked about now on that page. And then, of course, you've got access to the replays as well, so you can listen to them at any time. Does anyone have anything that you want to just share that you'd like to work on today? The reason why I say that is, I can help fine tune, because you can say, okay, I want to improve. I want to find someone. I want to have a relationship. But I can help you now in how you can hold the energy of that, so it's actually more aligned with how the universal sphere works, so you can get more out of it. Because remember, what's happening here, there's a few pieces involved. I'm doing a sphere, and the sphere is going out and offering this buffet of high vibrational choices to your soul. Your soul ultimately gets to choose. There's nothing I can do today that can interfere or manipulate, you know, what's happening your end, because your soul gets to choose. But as you're the divine being that you are, if you hold the experience in holographic form, physically, emotionally, what your soul's desiring, you're looking past the form, like whatever it may be, a home, etc., to the experience of feeling safe, feeling secure, being loving the view of the nature, whatever it may be, but you're moving beyond the form to the experience. And so you really are then talking the natural language of your soul. And then what happens with the spheres is they're connecting to everything, but what they're doing is they're dissolving that which is in your consciousness, unconsciousness, subconsciousness, aura field that's not aligned with where you're going. So remember, in the old days, as I've already mentioned before, we tend to focus a lot on why we're broken. You know, I need to heal this. And we work on healing that, and then we need to heal this. We're short-circuiting that whole process now by just focusing on what we desire, the end result of where we want to go, our highest potential, and all the other stuff starts to just dissolve. So we're getting more out of the mind stuff, you know, fix this, fix that. Because as a divine being, the more you focus on the brokenness to fix it, the universe says yes and gives you more brokenness. Mm-hmm. Because you're a divine being, whatever you think, you manifest more of, if that makes sense. Does that make sense to everyone on that little piece?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So
mine is eliminating allergies.
I'm sorry, what was that, Bruce?
Mine is eliminating my allergies I've had for years.
Yeah. See, so that's perfect. But if we give attention to the allergies,
yeah,
what you're doing is you're adding conscious energy to the experience of allergies. So when you look at this from the place of your soul, what's happening here is, as a divine being, if you focus on, even if it's healing the allergies, the universe doesn't understand, I want to remove allergies. It just gets allergies. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is you manifest more experiences of allergies. Okay. So most of us aren't taught that. But what happens is if you desire to be good health, so you look beyond that. You literally live yourself in your highest potential or your better health. You can go out in nature. You can have fun in nature. You can smell the plants. You can smell the flowers, you know, and you live that. You live the smells of the plants, for example. Then the universe says yes, because you're, as a divine being, whatever you're desiring to manifest more of. So as you focus on that, the universal sphere will help accelerate that as you work multidimensionally to bring that into reality. Okay. It just, the way it works isn't always just a healing. The way it works, we might expect a healing in our humanness. It could be new information comes in, could be new drugs come into the picture, could be a new doctor comes in, could be some other activity that you can do, or exercise that you can do, or a surgery that you can do. You know, it's information coming in multiple forms as well as energetically. And that's what happens with the sphere, because it's really working with you multidimensionally. But you don't have to focus on fixing the brokenness. You just focus on what you desire, and solutions come forward, synchronicities come forward to help you with that. Unfortunately, and I'll be completely transparent here, we're dealing at a soul level. If the soul hasn't finished with that experience, even if you disagree with it in your humanness, it doesn't disappear. Because the reason where this happens is there's something to learn out of the experience. So once you've learned or grown from that experience, whatever it may be, then you transcend it. Then that tends to disappear and you move on to the next piece in your life. But if you're not finished with it, or it doesn't disappear, it's usually it doesn't disappear because you're not finished with it yet. Then what I do is I'm doing spheres, asking questions. Why hasn't this gone away? What can I learn from this experience to grow, to transcend this experience? And then information comes down. This is why I love, you know, if you can do spheres yourself, you just sit there in the morning like I do and I ask questions. When I'm in the spheres, I'm more connected. So what a great place to ask questions, because your higher selves can communicate more clearly with you right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just know stuff. So, and that's so empowering, because you know what you need to do. You know what you need to learn. Then in your humanness, you have to embody it. That's the kind of challenging bit. You get the information, it's pretty easy, but to then physically make and emotionally make that shift is then becomes where we grow. So we can shift, pivot, whatever you may want to call it. And as we do that, we grow, and then that goes away. Make sense?
Sure. Thank you.
Awesome. Does anyone else want to Amanda, anything you want to share on what you'd like to work on today? And then I can just give you a little bit of coaching before we jump into the spheres.
I mean, like I said before, a big focus of mine right now is kind of all the home, the real estate stuff.
Okay.
There's a lot of moving parts with that.
So if we just say focus on the home, the spheres can handle multiple things. That's what they're really cool at. But if you get your new home, so we generalize which works the best with a sphere. You don't say, I want house number 123 on Smith Street in Appletown. You say, I want the house with a beautiful balcony and a view of the ocean or the view of Mother Nature. You generalize a little bit, but if you look beyond that, what is the experience you're wanting to have? You know, safety, you know, being with nature, loving your space, having as your space. I'm just putting some words in there. So tell me, what is the experience that's beyond your new home?
I actually have that written down right here. So I want to be closer to my hometown, which is Ventura, California. And I want a property that has enough property to comfortably house myself, family, and friends. I'd like it to be a creative, bountiful, joyous community of love.
Awesome. The human of the future. I love it. Okay. what's happening there is that you're including a physical piece, you know, property, larger size, people, but you're also including emotions, you know, love, you know, nature. Well, that's not really an emotion, but the experience of connecting with nature. So when you include emotions as well, what you're doing is you're creating a more complete hologram. The hologram is the language of our mind, of our soul, literally of the universe, at least as I understand it. So you the more of the complete experience you can include, which we tend to just talk about the form or the house, the property, but if you can include the emotions as well, you're painting a more complete. Now, the next step, you already have it. Okay, so Liv, this morning you went for a walk around the property, you know, and, you know, do you have the kids? You have your kids already, or that's the future?
No, I don't have kids, nor do I want them. But I have like a bunch of nieces and nephews, and I have siblings, and I have a couple friends that I want to all be near me and all together.
Perfect. So it's easy for you to visualize the kids playing in the grass, you know, laughing, giggling, jumping, maybe being, if there's some water nearby, splashing around in the water. Live that already happened this morning or yesterday. Okay, so as you bring it into the now or slightly in the past, you're removing the conditions. The conditions being, for example, I need to earn more money to afford this property, or I need to have someone to help me to get to this. If you're already living the experience, you've removed the conditions. Conditions block creation energy, because the condition has to be met before the condition creation energy can continue to flow. So if you've already got it, you've removed the conditions. And as a divine being, the universe says yes. So it's going to put the pieces in place to make it happen. Make sense?
Yeah.
So you're what you're doing is you're kind of tipping the scale a little bit more in your favor in the creation piece. Whereas if you look at it in the future, it still could potentially happen, but you've made it harder because you've whether you're aware of it or not, you've placed conditions into that process. Okay. So, and same for you, Annie and Bruce, you know, it's already happened this morning or it happened yesterday. So you're already living it. And really connect to the experience of it. And as you do so, that's really transmitting it out. It's making you, and the vibration of happy, joy, love, gratitude are higher vibrations. You're actually more powerful at manifesting when you're in those spaces. When you're sad, upset, afraid, angry, those vibrations lower, harder to manifest from that space. Okay. So, and generally doesn't work in a realm that we want. Annie, please go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you, because you were saying, like, if it's not happening in 2 weeks, like, there's something that needs to be adjusted or whatever. So my question is a little bit like I had asked you in my email. Mm-hmm. Should I like break it down, or what should I do with that?
Firstly, thanks. The breaking it down. So I'm going to ask you a question here. I'm not putting you on the spot. When you ask, should I break it down? Are you in your heart or are you in your head?
In my head.
There you go. Beautiful answer. So we're dealing with basically unlimited here. So if you want to break it down because you feel it from your own inner guidance, it's a good idea. But my straight up answer to you is you don't need to break it down. Live the full piece of it. And the mind comes in and says, oh, there's more, it requires more energy, it's more difficult, it'll take longer, you know, blah, 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 meh, 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 meh. That's the mind. But our mind is so beautiful at protecting us. So it's doing its job. It is an incredible device. If you just live the fullest peace, what may happen is it'll unfold a little bit differently to what you anticipate, okay? But the universal sphere, sometimes that happens on purpose, because when you think about it, if your soul's conspiring to help you grow, so is the universe. Remember, life happens for us, not to us. So as it unfolds, we want to have things happen that surprise us, because as we move to a greater level of unlimited, beyond the limited of 3D, we have to get surprises, because the surprises are what starts to break down the box that we put stuff in. So we want to be really open. So what I would suggest to you, Annie, and feel free to share the piece that you're working on, and I'll elaborate a little bit, but if you don't, that's okay too. But it's best to kind of keep it open. The reason why I say that is that the way the High Council have explained this to us is that when you're tapping into creation energy, if you have a house by the ocean with a beautiful view, you're allowing creation to work in its fullest bandwidth. But if you say, I want a house in Spain that has to be wide, it needs to be on a cliff, you know, and you start to put all these conditions in, each time you put a condition in, you narrow the bandwidth of the energy of creation that you can be playing with. So you're making life a little harder for the universe to make it happen, you know, as far as the creation. Do you want to share what you were?
Sure. It's I'm having difficulty with the internet, so you're breaking up, but I'm going to try to explain anyways. The first one was a life partner.
Yep.
And the second one is basically a communication with my multidimensionality. So basically what the spheres are doing.
Okay, perfect. So firstly, thank you for being vulnerable in this group and sharing. So life partners can take a little while longer, because we tend to need to shift to bring it in. And then there's also outside factors. Is the soul that you've agreed to, because you've already pre-agreed before you even came to this planet, this is the partner you're going to be with, or partners, that's already pre-agreed in most cases, even though we say we're in a free will zone, but it's kind of a little bit already organized. They need to be ready as well. So that can be a factor in that piece as well. So those can take a little longer than 2 weeks, because it's a fairly major vibrational shift that happens with you. What you will tend to do though with the sphere is, as you're doing spheres for it, you'll start to see things you need to work on in yourself. You start to get clear on what maybe your ideal partner is, or what you need to work on yourself to bring alignment with what you're striving for in a partner. So that will start to happen, usually happens organically within yourself. So I don't know if from the spheres that we've done so far, you're starting to feel shifts within yourself. Like, I need to spend more time. I'm just going to throw some things here, meditating, or, you know, I need to love myself more. I tend to put do too much for others and I need to take care of myself more. So are some of those things starting to just show themselves in your inner thoughts?
Well, it's thing that I've already been working on for a little while. So I'd say it's continuing. And I did get things from the self-worth sphere that you did, especially the first one. So yeah, I did get a few insights from that. And I'm having like really vivid dreams since we started this.
Well, and so you know, and again, we're all a little unique, but that's not unusual. Because you are becoming I'll explain a little bit of what's happening here. Your consciousness at this level, just like a computer operating system, is being upgraded. Okay. So, several years ago, I was having really cool experiences in universe when I was doing universal spheres, traveling multidimensionally, going through portals, experiencing light, experiencing mathematics of light, the flow of what's happening in the light form, not in the energy or physical form. But I didn't understand any of it. And it would disappear almost instantly when I came back. So what's happening with you now is your consciousness is being upgraded. So you're remembering your activities in your high dimensional form when you're sleeping. So your dreams would become more vivid and they're tending to, I would guess, stick. You can remember them once you've come out as well.
Would that be correct? Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. And that keeps changing. That's what's so cool. When you learn to do the universal sphere, keep doing more spheres and all the stuff starts happening. Like when I do spheres now in the morning, I don't really want to stop because it's such a cool experience. It's like, why would you be in this sort of little physical body that can do so little when you can do all this incredible stuff elsewhere and see and experience and manifest and do all stuff so much instantly. And the profoundness of the mathematics and the light and the patterns and the things you can do on the other levels is so incredible compared to what we live here. But we're here. And this is where we grow because we have the density. So, and you get to experience stuff here that we can't experience in the other realms. Like you get to taste your ice cream. You get to taste the texture. You get to feel it melt in your tongue. You can't do that in the light realms. You can look at it mathematically and you can look at the creation energies associated with it, but you don't actually get to experience that. So that is what's so profoundly beautiful about the physical realm. And you start to remember all this and see it. So that's what's happening with you, Annie, with the dreams. You're being upgraded mm-hmm. and the spheres are doing that, plus whatever else you're doing, they're going to work with you in that piece. So okay. Keep listening to the replays. I'll keep doing that. And the dreams, you what tends to happen now, you experience in the vivid, you'll start to remember stuff more. It'll start to stick more. And so, and then knowledge comes in, then you can actually go to training and learning and you actually go on like could say spaceships and stuff and they'll work with you and they'll teach you and then you remember all that stuff in the physical form instead of kind of happening anyway. We tend not to remember it in our physical form, but we're still remembering it in a way. If that makes sense.
Cool.
So have fun with that. And then the relationship piece. So many of my clients are working on relationships, especially the ladies. It does require a shift in ourselves. So keep going on your process of that piece. Yeah, I'd like to talk more on that, but we probably need to honor everyone's time and what we're happening here. But that could be a fairly long conversation. But in essence, it tends to be, you know, a vibrational shift in us quite significant. We tend to look externally for validation or love as being the old way. And as everyone here knows, as we grow, we find the love within ourselves first. This is as a true spiritual being. We find the wholeness within ourselves. The partner is actually this incredible soul that's willing to reflect back at us that which we need to work on. So they become, when you come down to the earth, as a soul, you're accelerating your growth, okay? Because the earth really is, if you listen to many other channelers, people, whatever, they'll all say, the earth is a schoolhouse for the soul. So you come down, you accelerate your growth, and if you want to really accelerate, you have a relationship. And that's why you feel drawn to having a relationship, because when you really want to accelerate your growth, you attract another soul in that's going to be the perfect match to reflect back at you what you need to work on. So you get the love and the lust and the sex and all that cool stuff at the beginning to form the bond. And when the bond's formed, then the relationship tends to change where you start to push each other's buttons and stuff like that. And it can still be incredibly amazing and loving and blissful and everything else. But you then learn more about yourself because they reflect back at you what you need to work on. So just keep working on that piece, trusting it'll unfold. And I know the spheres will help you. It tends to be a little bit on the longer term with that stuff, usually. I wish I could say 2 weeks, you'll have your ideal. I'd be lying if I said that.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
No worries. Okay. But as I'm doing spheres today, live the experience that you're desiring with your partner. You know, include all the emotions. You know, you're out in nature, walking, exploring, you know, having incredible, lots of love, you know, romantic, whatever is that you're wanting to experience, include that in it as I'm doing this, because that's helping change you vibrationally to the greater alignment that you're desiring.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thanks, Annie. Thank you, everybody, for sharing and being vulnerable in this piece. Let's jump into it. So I'm just going to stop the recording and then start it again so we can get into the spheres.